fly, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the site actually allows you to influence what we'll talk about on the air. You can submit show prep suggestions, news articles from around the internet, or YouTube videos, or whatever it is, whatever you want to link to, blog posts, if you think our listeners will like it. And if they do, they'll vote it up. And you can also vote things up, and you can vote down as well the stuff you don't like. And the most popular items will make it to the front page of our website, meaning that we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. Go to freetalklive.com, get a free account, and get interactive. freetalklive.com. As we continue, we've got Mark Stevens on the line. For those of you just tuning in, he's from markstevens.net, M-A-R-C, markstevens.net. Hosts his own show called The No State Project. It's a show dedicated to bringing about the voluntary society. And, of course, that holds a warm place in my heart because I am also similarly dedicated, as is Curtis. Curtis is holding up his V's for the camera at cam.freetalklive.com, which, by the way, is brought to you by memorydealers.com. But, Mark, we've been talking about your book, Adventures in Legal Land. You're working diligently on another book, which is I'm excited about. And I hope you'll send us at least a couple of review copies. And, of course, we'll talk to you then at that time.
Yeah, of course.
But Adventures in Legal Land is a great book that really just pulls the wool off of, it pulls the rose-colored glasses off of people's faces, and it shows them what the so-called justice system really is, and that is that it's just a scam. It's a cover to cover the violence of these men and women calling themselves the government. And there are a series of questions that you share with the reader that they can ask, and you've shared some of them with us tonight, that they can ask in court to reveal the scam, to show all who might happen to be watching in that courtroom, to show everybody what kind of a scam this is. And it's great because you don't ever say this is going to guarantee you anything. This is going to get your case thrown out. It has in some cases gotten the case thrown out, but in other cases you never know what the man in the robe is going to do. So I appreciate, you know, the honesty that this isn't a magic bullet. The purpose is to just simply put the state agents into a position where they can't really do anything and look good, right?
No, I've even mentioned that either way they decide after I go through and ask some questions, it shows the system's a fraud. Either way, it doesn't matter. And I'm convincing most of the people that are watching that it's either a fraud or there's something really, really wrong going on.
I know other people want to talk to you, Mark. That's why we held you through the news. So let's go to Carrie listening in Texas. Carrie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and two Marks.
Hi. I got a citation in Plano, Texas a few weeks back. And I'm not, as much as I wish I want to sit out in jail and not pay for it, but I can't do that right now. I'm wondering, what can I do as far as not paying the state the citation and donating it to a charity?
Well, one, if you want to avoid any problems, I would probably address it in court timely and get it thrown out.
Well, it's a citation for a expired registration, and I went through today and got the registration, and you think I should go to the court and plead not guilty on that?
I wouldn't do that. What I would do is I would file a motion to dismiss or a plea and abatement, depending on what they take there in that jurisdiction. And I would just show that no case or controversy has been filed to the court because they have not accused you of violating anyone's legal rights. You know, the courts are limited to only cases or controversies, so it always, whether it's civil or criminal, always involves the violation of a legal right. Courts can only hear cases that deal with legally recognized rights.
Okay. So I should.
If that's so, Mark, why do they continue to hear cases that aren't?
Because, like, the drug war is a multi-billion-dollar industry. There's a lot of money in it.
Hmm. Well, that's what they do all day, is they ring the cash register. I mean, I've sat in on arraignments many a time and just watched people cut deal after deal after deal where, of course, they're the ones paying through the nose, and the state just happily collects it. Of course, despite all that, they're still running on fumes. The state system up here, the court system, is so overloaded and so, you know, underfunded, basically, despite the thousands of dollars they rake in from people every single day, that they have to actually shut down and furlough their employees on a few days each month now.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
I'd like to hear that.
So any other thoughts, Carrie?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Hey, head over to Mark Stevens' website. You'll get more information there. And can folks order your book through your site, Mark?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. If they have other questions on court cases that are ongoing, they're free to call the show, and we can discuss it at length.
Great. MarkStevens.net. So, gents, in the studio, any other questions for Mark while we have him here?
Yeah, Mark, I wanted to answer. You said you get one of the ways that you manage to win is, you know, you get a cop to say that factually, at the time of the commission of a crime, you were in the state of, you know, of wherever New Hampshire will use. And then you say, well, factually, what is the state of New Hampshire? And, I don't know what the responses are that you get from police officers, but I'd like to take a poke at it and see what you have to say.
Sure. I just want to preface it with 9 times out of 10, what will happen is there will be an objection. The witness is declared incompetent by his own attorneys. So most of the time, the police officer is not allowed to answer. So they are, in effect, impeaching the witness against you, which is what you want. Now they have to strike his testimony. Everyone goes home happy. Okay, but how would you answer if you were permitted?
Well, I'll give it a shot. So the state of New Hampshire is a landmass owned by the feudal lord known as the municipal corporation known as the state of New Hampshire.
Well, I would move to strike because you got so much in there that is, when you're talking about municipal corporation, that's a figment of the imagination, only existed within the legislative mind. And so the question I asked was factually, what is the state? So you'd have to give me the facts, not your opinion.
So what do you think the judge would do with that? A municipal corporation exists as far as the judge is concerned.
Well, if the judge wants to take notice of that judicial notice, it still has to be based on facts from the witness. So the witness, and I have had witnesses, cops come out and say something like that, where they had the Cheshire, you know, grin on their face, you know, oh, it's a municipal corporation. And then, well, factually, what is a municipal corporation, a tough guy? And you've got them right back. because we all know, and you could point to the Constitution if you need to, that corporations or municipal corporations are created by special acts of the legislature. So we know they're not talking about the ground. And you know, even if they try to say it's a geographical area, the point of the prosecutor and say, excuse me, sir, do you represent the ground? And they'll say, well, no, it's more than that. No kidding. Objection, move to strike, calls for assumes facts, not in evidence. You have to establish what the more is, and that's where they lose it because they can't establish the more because that's supposed to be the body politic. And to do that, they'd have to prove they have a duty to protect you. And they can't.
And you've
got no police officer walking the beat or doing traffic duty is not even going to come close to even beginning to do that.
No. I mean,
so assuming this works out, Mark, and assuming I try your ideas and it works out, what's going to happen? I'm going to basically get the 4 or 5 witnesses that I summoned impeached, and they're going to have to throw away the case for lack of probable cause.
Yeah, you just keep going through, and eventually they're not going to let you question the witnesses. You'll have made your point, and they won't have any witnesses to base their complaint on, and legally they have no choice, no discretion, and that's what's so important. You want to look at something like that where the judge has no discretion. You always want to attack this from a standpoint of taking away the judge's discretion. Otherwise, you can't get anywhere. And if they don't throw it out, even though there's no witnesses, you're in a very serious situation. You would have legal recourse to stop it from proceeding by filing an action into the higher court, which I talk about in depth at workshops and on my show. There are legal remedies to prevent a traffic court or trial court from proceeding when there is no case for witnesses.
Can we keep it along, Curtis? You got a few more questions for him? All right, more coming up here with Mark Stevens in a moment. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Mark, get on the lines. 1-800-259-9231, because we can't keep him the whole show. We've got to get back to our regular format of open phones, taking calls about anything. 800-259-9231, but if you've got a question for Mark Stevens from MarkStevens.net, he's with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our news updates. You want to get signed up, get in the loop with what's going on with the show, you go to news.freetalklive.com. You can join our updates list via email. You can also follow us on Twitter. And you can like us on Facebook. Do it all through news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now then, coming up this summer, between the 24th of June and the 27th of June, or through those dates, you will find the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 happening up in Lancaster, New Hampshire, same place it happened last year. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live the entire time. Well, not all 24 hours a day, but when we're live, we'll be broadcasting live from the event. It was a blast last year, and it's going to be even better this year. I'm sure of it because Curtis is involved in planning the event. And Mark Stevens is with us from markstevens.net. People can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C, like M-A-R-C, P-O-R-C-fest.net, porkfest, excuse me, porkfest.com, .net, porkfest.com, to get registered to learn more about the event.
markstevens.net.
It's markstevens.net. But Mark, you're with us, and you actually came up here about a year or so ago to New Hampshire to grace the Liberty Forum with your insights and your wisdom. You had a great presentation, which unfortunately we didn't have enough time to get through the entire thing. So Curtis and I were talking. What's it going to take to get Mark Stevens up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for like a seminar or something like that?
Well, just on the interest, I appreciate it. I'd love to come out. I'm working on doing something in Providence, Rhode Island right now, and we'll have to talk off air about, you know, coming up to New Hampshire.
That'd be fantastic. I gave Curtis your email address. I didn't think you'd have a problem with that. So
no, like, not at all. And he's free to call my show. We could talk in depth about it. And anybody who wants to talk about courts and stuff like that, just give us a call on Saturday.
So Curtis is looking at a felony charge of dispensing cannabis. There's a probable cause hearing coming up. And Curtis, you had a couple more. I think you had a few more questions for Mark Stevens.
Well, I just want to know, you just asked a question for me. If you come up there and do a little pin my activism with Mark Stevens.
All right, very good. Well, I would love to see you back up here, Mark. I know that it was your presentation, from what I could tell, was very well received last year at the Liberty Forum. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is even more of a laid-back affair. It's, are you familiar with it at all, Mark?
I am, and I'm an East Coaster myself, and I'd love to get back. I really would. And just the next presentation I make in New Hampshire, I promise I'm not going to make anyone cry.
Did you make someone cry last time?
I made a few people cry. I was really, I was very surprised. That wasn't my intention. But,
why do you think that was? Was it because you were just so iconoclastic?
It just blew their mind.
I think when some people weren't ready to hear and have it broken down in such simple terms that there is no state, that most of what they've been taught was a lie, and it really struck some people very hard emotionally. Next time I come out to New Hampshire, I promise it's going to be a lot more upbeat and there won't be any tears of sadness.
Well, I think that probably what was going on is that at these events, not all of the participants are maybe as far toward voluntarism as some of us on this radio program are. You're probably dealing with an audience that spans from the voluntarist side of things, believing in absolutely no coercive state whatsoever, or coercion between adults. Or people, human beings, and then of course it spans from that all the way to kind of the minarchist, somebody who's new to the ideas of liberty and is still in that camp of well
they don't
have
to be new to be a minarchist.
I think we should have a small government. You know that those may have been the people that were crying.
It may have been, and it's you know, I had a great time. I wish I had more time there, but it wasn't on my dime, and I didn't want to overstay any kind of welcome. But I appreciated the opportunity to come out and the invite, and I'd definitely like to work together and come back out again.
Well, people, by the way, can see the video of you at last year's Liberty Forum. They can just search the internet for Mark Stevens 2009 Liberty Forum or Mark Stevens Liberty Forum if they want to see that, because I thought it was just an outstanding presentation, a real great introduction to your ideas. Mark, anything else that you want to share, you want to get out tonight on to our audience?
I just want people to, you know, remember the show. If you want to talk more in detail about court cases, and if you've got something going on, that's something we dedicate a lot of my show to on Saturdays, that they can call. And I usually have some people on, you know, for more than one segment, and to really explore, to have them, other people call in and ask them questions and maybe make suggestions. So to kind of get a lot more feedback or ideas on how to handle whatever kind of legal situation people may be in.
It certainly helps to have people who are interested in helping. Going all alone into a situation in a courtroom can be a very intimidating experience, which is like what I was saying earlier up here in New Hampshire. We're fortunate because we have so many great activists here. It makes it a little easier for folks to handle what is in general. If you're there alone or you're there with just one or two friends or family members, it can be pretty intense because you never know what those people are going to do, and it just makes it easier to have people that care.
I'd just like to throw out what I tell people. If somebody listening is having a problem or they know someone who's going into court, feel free to contact me. And when they go to court, they can be ad hoc reporters, be from the media, legitimately from the media, and let the judge know in advance you are there from the media and you're observing what's going on that day.
That's helpful as to, for the court to know that, hey, somebody's watching, potentially thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people are watching. But, Mark, one thing we've noticed up here in New Hampshire is when some sort of activism comes along, and I'd call your activism judicial activism, but when some sort of activism comes along, the bureaucrats kind of it'll confuse them the first couple of times, but after that they shape themselves to it and figure out something new. And I'm just wondering, you know, if your activism was done in a relatively small area, I think you live in Phoenix, I know you live in Arizona, do you think that the bureaucrats could figure out some way to get around your system, which is largely successful?
No, the only way they get the way they try to get around it is to just not answer the questions. But by that time, they've already said that you're entitled to be informed. And so what they do is they set up a situation where you are not being informed as to what's going on, so it's impossible to defend yourself and you can't get a fair trial. There really is no way around it. And it doesn't mean that you're going to win. Like I write in the book, it's all about damage control. You're trying to limit the damage. And I write in the script that you'll see that the point is to actually get them to shut up.
Mark, I really appreciate your time tonight. You always are great about staying on extra. You're one of the more more frequently lengthy guests on our program just because it's so interesting and people have a lot of questions and they're curious because this is a topic that you just can't find information like this on. I mean, if you talk to lawyers, they're all going to say, well, just hire me and I'll take care of this for you. But you actually give people the tools to where they don't have to spend thousands of dollars on an attorney, and maybe they will win, but maybe they won't. You never know what will happen, and you're also honest about the fact that it still is, to some extent, a crapshoot, and you're dealing with violent people, and they can do anything.
Yeah, whether you have an attorney or not.
Yep.
It is a crapshoot. Like you said in an email to me this week, you can go to jail for contempt.
You absolutely could.
On a parking ticket.
But I didn't, and I'm still here. So thanks for coming on the show tonight. People need to visit your website when you get a chance to go to markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. Markstevens.net. His radio show is there. His articles, which are very, very good. And Mark, looking forward to hearing from you when you get that new book out.
Yes, thanks for having me on again,
guys. Yes, sir. Thanks for the time tonight. Good night. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And we're back with more Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there, and they're free. We've got live streams, a broadband and dial-up version of the program, the webcam, which I may have fixed last night. There were some problems with it. I may have remedied them, and Curtis is giving me the thumbs up. Cam.freetalklive.com gets you to the webcam. That's brought to you by memorydealers.com. Listen.freetalklive.com gets you to the live streams, which are available 24 hours a day for you. Also, the listen lines. There's details on how to call in via any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. All of it at listen.freetalklive.com.
Mom shows you her love by cooking only the best. Do you want to know how you can return the favor? George's Famous Baklava. Mother's Day is May the 9th this year. Get her George's Famous Baklava. It's walnut baklava with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. Shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fresh and delicious. Order it at mandrick.com. That's M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. There's no C in mandrick. Mandrick.com. It's Osborne approved. Mandrick.com.
I know when I'm going to order it, I would order some for myself as well because it's just darn good.
It really is. Really is good.
I put some in the freezer too, just because I ordered so much, or we got so much when he sent some to us that I couldn't eat it all at once, and so I froze it, and it was still good even out of the freezer.
Yeah, it's great you get one of the little triangles. There's like a million calories in it, and you get one of the little triangles, and you have it with a cup of coffee, and it is really a wonderful way to start the day.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, motorcyclist jailed for 26 hours for videotaping a cop. We'll go to first your phone calls, though. Michael is listening in South Carolina, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to give y'all another example of how awful and unnecessary the federal government is. So,
okay, go for it.
my county here in South Carolina is Aiken County, and the county has recently entered into a contract with a firm in D.C. that's going to basically lobby the federal government to try to get projects here in our county. And so they're spending $100,000 to pay for this lobbyist. So he can go there and try to get some of our stolen money back from the feds.
So apparently the so-called representatives that are normally there trying to get stolen money back to the area from the feds are not enough. Now they've hired a professional lobbyist to attempt to bring them more money?
Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it's ridiculous because you think about how many counties there are in the United States and how many foreign governments basically do the same and how many towns and cities and so on. You know, all these people are spending all that money trying to get a piece of the taxpayers' money, you know?
Whereas if they had any principle or any cojones, they would just refuse to pay. People could just refuse to pay money to the feds, and then they could just keep it all in their communities rather than having to pay a significant portion of their income to the feds and then have a little bit of it returned back to the politicians, because it doesn't come back to you.
It really is an inefficient system.
It's awful. It's terrible. It goes back into the hands of these same idiots that are doing what you're talking about right now. You don't get to see any of that, but they love to position themselves as doing something for the community, that it's an investment in the community, as though you see any return out of the money that they've stolen and have decided to spend on whatever arbitrary government projects they want to spend it on. Well, that's an amazing story. Is that $100,000 going to one person?
It's going to the firm. I don't know if it's paying for one person or not, but...
Well, I would imagine that what you're dealing with there is a person who's not full-time. The $100,000 is going to go to somebody who's going to probably do some other things. Plus, there's the kickbacks, the condominiums in Bimini, the massages, you know, whatever it else it is they're buying for the senators, the representatives, their staffers, fur coats for the wives, those kind of things.
You know, and when you bring up secession to people, a lot of folks will say, you know, well, you're getting more back from the federal government than what you're paying in taxes.
Ludicrous.
And I think, yeah, those people are overlooking things like this.
They're overlooking the way it works, period. You don't get anything back. You don't get anything. They don't get anything.
How could it be that even if a community got back more dollars, the dollars are spent in an inefficient fashion, but how could it be that you route it through an organization and you get back more than you put in? It doesn't even make any sense. Really, what are the politicians in Washington making their money from? It just I hear this said, but I just don't believe it.
No, I don't either, you know.
Michael, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight and sharing that story. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We go to the blog of Carlos Miller. He's a photographer by trade who kind of got thrown into the area of the police state because the police decided to target him one night when he was on the road in Miami. He's, again, a professional photographer. He happened to see an accident, pulled over, got out his camera, started taking pictures, and the cops decided to arrest him for it, and they went after him. I believe he ended up winning his case down the line, but he has taken this issue of restrictions on photography by government bureaucrats and made an awesome blog out of it.
And here I'd like to point out the term "win." We just had Mark Stevens on from MarkStevens.net. He won his case against the bureaucrats, but what did he win? He won the right of somebody in a supposedly free country, the press, to freely film an accident scene. Well, they were supposed to have that in the first place. So he spent his time, his money, a great deal of his energy. What did the bureaucrats spend who were supposedly representing you or the people of the county or state in that region? I mean, who in that county or that state would say, oh no, a member of the press shouldn't be able to film an accident scene? I mean, this is absolute nonsense. Yeah. Win, everybody lost. Everybody but the bureaucrats.
Well, that's one of the things that Mark Stevens points out in his book, Adventures in Legal Land, is that whenever the bureaucrats decide to encounter you, you will lose. You will always lose. The only question is how much, and that's why Mark Stevens was talking about damage control. So whenever you're dealing with a bureaucrat, whether it's the police or the court or some tax bureaucrat or whatever the bureaucrat is, you will lose. At the very minimum, you'll lose your time. There's a possibility you'll lose your money, and there's a possibility you'll lose your freedom to move around by putting you in a jail cell. So really the only question is how much of it are you going to lose?
In your life.
There is that possibility as well. Thank you for the reminder. Luckily, Carlos did not lose his life. He did win the so-called win the trial, but he certainly didn't secure any press freedom for anybody. Because even though he won the case, the police all across the world, all across the country, are continuing to crack down on people with cameras. We had some of our friends here, one of your cohorts behind the scenes on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, was recently arrested for illegal wiretapping for having a video camera out in plain view videoing cops in public, in the public. Our friend Sam from ObscureTruth.com last year spent 58 days in jail because he dared record video in a so-called public court lobby. Carlos Miller didn't win anything for anybody else as far as increasing freedom. He just happened to win that one little case, which is now, you know, gone, and he's doing a great job, though, over at CarlosMiller.com of focusing on the issue of photographic freedom, if you will. And so here's one of his recent stories. This, by the way, what's it?
I will.
You'll win.
You said if I will, and I will.
I got you. Thank you. So anyway, he posted a story recently about a motorcyclist who was jailed for videotaping a gun-wielding cop. And we're bringing this to you, sponsored by CopBlock.org, great website that does some similar work. Anyway, he writes, after spending 26 hours in the Baltimore County Jail, Anthony Graber still doesn't understand what he did wrong. Sure, the 24-year-old man admits to speeding on his motorcycle, but does that merit having a plainclothes cop pull a gun on him? Does that merit six state troopers raiding his parents' home and seizing four computers at the crack of dawn? Does that merit getting charged with a felony and threatened with 5 years in prison?
Now remember, this is a speeding ticket.
That's right. Of course it doesn't. This is nothing but an obscene case of police intimidation, a constitutional violation against a man who served 6 years in the National Air Guard and who has never been arrested before. And, you know, this is one of those stories that the fact that he was working for the government for many years is one of those stories that probably was an eye-opener for him. You know, there's a good chance that this is one of those guys that was very pro-state, pro-government, and then all of a sudden one of his buddies in the police pulled a gun on him. And what do you think? How do you think he feels about the government now? There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231 and take control of the airwaves. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give to you, including our webcam. At cam.freetalklive.com, you can go there. You can interact with other listeners because we've got a chat room on the same page. You can watch, listen, and chat all at the same time at cam.freetalklive.com, which is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
And memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. I've seen these list prices, and really, the prices are up to 99% off. And even the ones that aren't 99% off are a huge discount. It's memorydealers.com. They've got these optical transceivers in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything. We're talking about a story from the Carlos Miller blog at carlosmiller.com. Great blog that really keeps an eye on the police oppressing photographers around the country, and he never runs out of material. It's a great blog in that it shows such horrific things, and he does such a great job of it. Anyway, he's talking about a guy, a 24-year-old man who was in the Air National Guard for 6 years, never been arrested before in his life, who was pulled over for speeding on his motorcycle. Well, let's get some more of the story here. Apparently ended up having a gun pulled on him by the cop. Six troopers raided his parents' home and seized four computers at the crack of dawn and was charged with a felony and threatened with 5 years in prison. More detail here from CarlosMiller.com. It was a knee-jerk reaction from the Maryland State Police after Graber posted the video of the cop pulling a gun on him on YouTube. The cop's name is Joseph David Euler, in case you were wondering. He has no business wearing a badge. So how come he's not being punished? Well, we already know the answer. He's above the law. They are above the law. The Maryland State Police Department, that is. Why else would a judge sign a search warrant allowing them to raid Graber's parents' home at 6:45 in the morning on a weekday, detaining his entire family for 90 minutes, forbidding his mother from going to work and younger sister from going to school, while they rummage through the family's personal belongings? And that judge's name? Well, that's a secret. There is no signature from a judge on the paperwork, according to Graber, in an exclusive Photography is Not a Crime interview Thursday night, just hours after he was released from jail. And besides, why do you need signatures? It's not like you can hold these people accountable anyway. They should just start showing up with blank pieces of paper and waving them around.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right on this one. It's not like the judges don't just rubber stamp whatever these cops want anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how it's gotten. Maybe there was a time in history when judges would make police officers and sheriffs show some kind of probable cause or whatever. But that doesn't happen anymore. And the evidence is profound.
They told me they don't want you to know who the judge is because of privacy. Is this America, where cops are allowed to violate your Fourth Amendment rights, not to mention your First Amendment right to film them on the approval of some secretive judge? Well, maybe not all judges agree. The judge who released me looked at the paperwork and said she didn't see where I violated the wiretapping law. Ah, yes, the wiretapping charge, that old standby that cops use when you happen to videotape them in public while they're on duty when they have absolutely no expectation of privacy. Sure, the First Amendment supposedly allows us to photograph police in public. Numerous court rulings have determined that. But now cops have turned to irrelevant wiretapping charges to crack down against those who video them in public, as has happened just within the last month here in New Hampshire to two activists. Those laws are designed to protect people whose voices are recorded in telephone calls when you actually have an expectation of privacy. Fortunately, most judges end up throwing these charges out of court when cops don't have an expectation of privacy. The case began against Graver on March 5th when he was speeding on his motorcycle on Interstate 95. He had a video camera strapped to his helmet and was filming the ride. He sped past Officer Euler's unmarked car, who claimed he was popping a wheelie while traveling 100 miles per hour. And Euler was only visually estimating his speed. He didn't have a radar gun, which usually means it wouldn't stand up in court. Graber also admits to speeding past a marked car. However, he never heard any sirens behind him, and even at one point in the video where Graber looks back, the only car behind him is Euler's unmarked car with no lights. That was when Graber was already exiting the interstate. When he came to a complete stop behind the other cars at the exit, Euler cut him off and hopped out of his car with his gun drawn, never flashing a badge and not identifying himself as an officer until several seconds later. Which, of course, you're still dealing with an armed man, right? Even if the armed man has a badge, that doesn't necessarily mean he's not going to do anything crazy or stupid. And
jumping out of an unmarked police car and cutting people off and jumping out with a gun drawn is probably crazy.
And taking your time announcing who you are.
But did he mention that he spotted a strange...
Well, you got a helmet on, you know, you're on a motorcycle. And you know what it's like when people come up to you almost and say something to you without sort of greeting you first? You almost always say, what? Because you weren't expecting the exchange. It was something new and unusual. This is just crazy.
The officer, Euler, never mentioned that he pulled out his gun in his report.
What a surprise.
But he did mention that he spotted a strange-looking object on the operator's helmet that was later realized to be a video camera. And he did mention that he cited Graber for a single citation for traveling 80 miles an hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. So what's the problem? Well, Graber decided to post the video on YouTube, which made Euler look like a thug. In fact, if you look at the video, which you can see if you go to CarlosMiller.com, you'll notice Euler glance at the marked unit behind Graber and move his gun behind him as if trying to hide it from the other officer before tucking it back into his pocket. After all, an officer is only supposed to pull out his gun if he believes his life is in danger. Surely that doesn't happen with every traffic stop, does it? 10 days later, Euler discovered that Graber posted the video online. Two videos, a longer one without audio and a shorter one with audio. That prompted Euler to issue an arrest warrant against Graber, citing that Graber did not inform him that he was recorded by video or audio, thus violating the criminal law, and then they cite that. He also tacked on the charges of reckless driving and negligent driving to the arrest warrant. And then six cops, after the fact,
you'd like to think here that a public servant in public doing the job of the public would have the expectation that their actions would be made public. I mean, this isn't an expectation of privacy. He's out in the sunlight on a public street doing his job with a uniform paid for by the taxpayer.
These people believe that if they tell you that they don't want to be recorded, that you shouldn't be able to record them.
But he didn't even say that.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He just, it happened, and he didn't know that it was happening. But they
believe they should have an expectation of privacy any old place they happen to be.
And this is an issue that is definitely going to be won by free people. It's gonna take a while, but
camera freedom, you mean?
Yeah, camera freedom.
Cops have to be willing to be arrested for it, though. That's the trick.
Cops are it's just gonna be so prolific. Because even if everybody pulls down the videos at some point or another, then it's just not worth the cops going after the videos.
Six cops then raided his parents' home where Graber is living early one morning. They spent 90 minutes there, he said. They wouldn't let my mom go to work, and my sister had to go to school, and they wouldn't let her. I just had gallbladder surgery and had bandages on my stomach. In fact, after a phone call to the commissioner, that was the only reason they didn't arrest him on the spot. They told him he had to turn himself in when he got better, which he did. He said, I just wanted to do the right thing. I don't know if that's necessarily the right thing, but then again, they'll come back and hurt you again if you don't. When he showed up to the jail, they set his bond at $15,000, which is a little extravagant considering there's a maximum $10,000 fine for wiretapping conviction. He spent 26 hours in jail. I don't know where that noise is coming from. He spent 26 hours in jail before he was released upon his own recognizance. The judge who released him took one look at the report and said it didn't appear that he had violated the wiretapping law. She said, I have no idea why you're charged with this. Well, can't you speculate, Judge?
You know, the judge can say that you can't do this to the prosecutors. You know, she shouldn't be sitting around waiting for them to figure it out. This cost this man his time and his money. I mean, he sat in jail over this crap. This judge should take a stand and say, hey, look, until you guys can prove why this guy should be charged with wiretapping, I'm going to let him go. But no, this is the judges work for the prosecutors, people. It's not the other way around.
In fact, Maryland requires to be an expectation of privacy in order to make that charge valid. The incident has left Graber with a serious distrust of the police. He said, I'm now afraid of the police, afraid of what they can do to me. I've never been arrested in my life before this, he said.
It's about the sanest thing that has been said in this whole article.
He's now making arrangements to sell his motorcycle because he doesn't feel comfortable riding it anymore. And he's waiting for his preliminary trial to see if prosecutors will decide to pursue this case. As for Officer Euler... Well, what do you think?
Fine. Nothing's happened to him.
He's still free, roaming to terrorize the citizens, just as he did in Graber's video. And then they show the arrest warrant, which didn't come out great, but they're working on a better version. So updates to come at carlosmiller.com. Head on over there and take a look. He's got a lot of great content there. And as again, using the term great, I don't know if it's necessarily accurate, because he's great at covering what is just so absolutely awful and sickening that happens on such a regular basis in this country. And I agree with you, Mark, that the freedom people can win this, but it's going to take some effort, it's going to take some investment, it's going to take some risk.
I don't think it will. I think it's just going to happen naturally and organically.
Now, the risk is going to be involved.
And the investment will happen, will speed it up. But
people are going to have to go into places where they're not allowed to record and risk being arrested. There's more coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns.